1, 2, 1, 2, 3。
爸爸妈妈去上班挣钱，
给我买好吃的。
宝贝一生下来就是一张白纸。
你为什么要去幼儿园呢？
不知道
我。
你现在收听的是 Baby 摸兔乐。
亲爱的小朋友们，大家晚上好，欢迎收听轻松调频摩天宝贝。Welcome to Baby More to Learn， 我是贝贝姐姐。刚才念希姐姐冲我做了一个鬼脸，咦，这是为什么呢？后来念希姐姐告诉我说，今天她要带我们唱一首和脸上的表情有关的歌。脸的英文单词就是face，face。如果是一张微笑的、开心的脸，那么就是 happy face。生气的时候呢，那就是 angry face。做鬼脸呢，那就是傻兮兮的 silly face。贝贝姐姐听了听，今天的这首歌确实有点不一样呢。小朋友们先来欣赏一下吧。
宝贝，轻松唱。
Mommy, Daddy。
It's time for us to sing and have fun. 欢迎小朋友来和念希姐姐一起学唱英语儿歌。Today, let's make faces. Make faces, 做鬼脸。Face, 脸。咱们今天一起做鬼脸吧，小朋友。我们一起做 angry face, happy face, sad face, silly face. And now,Let's listen to today's song.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your happy face.
This is my happy face.
Show me your sad face.
This is my sad face.
Show me your silly face.
This is my silly face.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your angry face.
Show me your happy face.
This is my happy face.
Show me your sad face.
This is my sad face.
Show me your silly face.
This is my silly face.
小朋友，这首歌就叫做 Different Faces。 Different 不同的 Face 脸，不同的脸。下面就让我念希姐姐带着小朋友一起做鬼脸吧。 Let's make faces now。 小朋友们听口令啦。 Show me your angry face。 Show 展示， Angry 生气的，Face 脸，给我看看你生气的一张脸，给我看看你生气的样子吧。This is my angry face. 这就是我生气的时候的样子。Now, show me your happy face. Happy, 高兴的。小朋友，给我看看你高兴的带着微笑的一张脸吧。This.Is my happy face. 小朋友特别开心的时候，是不是要露出牙齿，来一个大大的嘴角上扬的微笑呢？小朋友跟我说 cheese. Now, show me your sad face. Sad, 伤心的。嗯，给我看看你伤心的样子吧。小朋友，你想一想，伤心的时候，你的脸上会浮现出什么样的表情呢？
This is my sad face. 这就是我伤心的样子了。
And now, show me your silly face. Silly,
傻傻的。
This is my silly face.
这就是我傻傻的样子了。好了，小朋友，你现在知道怎么做鬼脸了吗？
Do you know how to make faces?
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your happy face.
This is my happy face.
Show me your sad face.
This is my sad face.
Show me your silly face.Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your happy face.
This is my happy face.
Show me your sad face.
This is my sad face.
宝贝，轻松唱。
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Dad.
谢谢念希姐姐带我们唱这么有趣的儿歌。Happy, 快乐。贝贝姐姐希望你们脸上的表情经常都会是 happy, 开心的。贝贝姐姐每次听萌娃秀的时候就非常的快乐 ,happy。在接下来的萌娃秀里，有一位叫宋天祥的小朋友要为我们演唱 Rainbow， 也就是彩虹这首歌。宋天祥小朋友已经听摩天宝贝好久了，今天他终于可以在节目里听到自己的声音了。我们欢迎宋天祥小朋友。
摩天宝贝萌娃秀。
大家好，我叫宋天祥，今年七岁了。我今天要为大家演唱的是 Rainbow。 Red and yellow and pink and green, Purple and orange and blue, I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow now。 谢谢大家。
摩天宝贝萌娃秀。
谢谢宋天祥小朋友，看来你对不同的颜色非常的了解，连他们的英文名字都能说得这么清楚，真是太棒了。亲爱的小朋友们，如果你也会唱英文儿歌或者讲英文小故事，也可以随时发送音频给贝贝姐姐，我们的邮箱地址在轻松调频的手机应用上就可以找到了。也欢迎爸爸妈妈们关注我们的微信公众号，名字就叫做轻松调频摩天宝贝。接下来贝贝姐姐要讲一个和小动物们有关的故事，大家一起来听吧。
摩天宝贝小小故事屋。
亲爱的小朋友们，欢迎收听小小故事屋，我是爱讲故事的贝贝姐姐。今天贝贝姐姐要讲的故事名字叫做动物音乐会。A concert for the animals. Concert 就是音乐会。有一个森林里住着一只大老虎，它最近很烦恼，因为总是睡不着觉。它请来聪明的狐狸帮它想办法。
In a big forest,
There lived a tiger who was having trouble falling asleep. Tiger, 老虎 He asked the clever fox for some advice. Fox, 狐狸狐狸想了想对老虎说要不我们在森林里选出歌声最美的音乐家让他每晚为您唱催眠曲吧 The fox thought about it and said to the tiger, Why don't we find the best singer in the forest and ask him or her to sing you to sleep every night? Sing, 唱歌老虎觉得这个主意真不错 The tiger thought it was a good idea. 狐狸召集来了所有会唱歌的动物来老虎面前面试 The fox invited all the animals who could sing for an audition. 第一个上台的是百灵鸟。它展开歌喉唱起了委婉动听的歌曲。在一阵热烈的掌声中它得意地走下了台。The lark came onto the stage first and started singing a beautiful song. When she was finished,Everyone applauded. She had such a nice voice. Lark, 百灵鸟 Applaud, 鼓掌接下来上台的是小青蛙。它撤开嗓子，呱呱。它有趣的歌声让小动物们都笑了出来。The frog jumped onto the stage next and started croaking. Frog, 青蛙He sounded so funny that some animals laughed. Laugh, 大笑。当青蛙走下台后，大家听到了一阵嗡嗡声。很快，他们就看见一群小蜜蜂向舞台这儿飞了过来。他们还欢快地跳着八字形舞呢。After the frog went off the stage, the animals heard a humming sound, and soon,They saw a swarm of bees flying toward the stage. The bees were dancing an eight-figured dance. Bee, 蜜蜂 dance, 舞蹈。
这很不错吗？老虎说，太好听了。我喜欢这个嗡嗡声，也喜欢他们的团队精神。所以，老虎对小动物们说，我选定蜜蜂为我唱歌了。
Very nice, said the tiger. I like the humming sound, and I like the teamwork spirit. So the tiger said to the animals, I'm going to select the bees to sing for me at night.
老虎话音刚落，百灵鸟就不满地抗议了。这不公平，蜜蜂作弊了。
But the lark protested.That's not fair. The bees cheated.
什么？蜜蜂们作弊了？大伙们惊讶极了。老虎连忙问，
他们怎么作弊了？
Everyone was surprised to hear this. The tiger asked the lark, How did they cheat?
Cheat, 作弊。因为他们唱歌的时候连嘴巴都没有动。百灵鸟理直气壮地说
Well, their mouths did not move when they were singing. The lark was confident she was right.
蟋蟀立马蹦了出来对大家说小蜜蜂不是用嘴巴唱歌的它们是用翅膀发音的就像我一样。蟋蟀将它的两只前翅翘起来然后一张一合居然发出了悦耳的鸣叫声。
Hearing this, the cricket came forward and told everyone, The bees don't sing with their mouths. They play music with their wings, just like me. The cricket lifted his wings and started playing a melody. It sounded so beautiful.
大家听得目瞪口呆。
The animals were so surprised.
这时候，一条响尾蛇也溜了出来，摇摇尾巴说，我的尾巴上长着像哨子一样的硬壳，它能帮助我发音。
After the cricket had played his song, the rattlesnake also came forward
and played some tunes with his tail. 接下来，一只蝉轻盈地来到了舞台上，动了动肚皮，就发出了嘹亮的声音。The cicada also played a song without using his mouth. 这时大家才明白，原来动物们发音的部位是不一样的。这一天，老虎听了这么多美妙的音乐，很快就睡着了。The animals learned that different animals made sounds with different parts of their bodies. That night, the tiger enjoyed the concert so much that he soon fell asleep. 亲爱的小朋友们，关于动物的这些知识，你了解吗？是不是觉得非常有趣呀？好了，今天的故事就讲到这里了，明天还有好听的故事等着你呢。
听贝贝姐姐讲故事，
跟燕西姐姐唱歌，
和 Easy 熊聊天，
关注轻松调频微信公众号，
并下载轻松调频客户端，
随时随地轻松学英语。
摩天宝贝，快乐学英语。
亲爱的小朋友们，熊孩子问答时间到了。今天 Easy 熊要问大家的问题跟一种神秘的动物有关。我们都知道这种动物，可是我们谁都没有见过活着的这种动物。它们有的非常非常的庞大，甚至能长到好几层楼高呢。有的呢，又小的像一只大鸟一样。它们有一个好听的英文名字，是字母 D 开头的，叫做 dinosaur。 小朋友们，你们猜到这是什么动物了吗？没错，就是恐龙 dinosaur。 今天 Easy 熊想问问大家的就是，恐龙是怎么睡觉的呢？
哦，哥哥，大家好，我是小熊鳄鱼。
小朋友们爱 Easy 熊， Easy 熊也爱小朋友们。下面就是 Easy 熊的熊孩子问答时间。
小朋友们你们好，你们最喜欢也是最喜欢你们的 Easy 熊来了。小朋友们你们还记得吧，我们之前有说过鸟儿是怎么睡觉的，还有讨论过马儿是站着睡觉的原因。那今天呢，我还要继续跟你们聊一种动物睡觉的方式，那就是一种非常古老的动物，恐龙。嘿嘿，你们觉得恐龙它应该是怎么睡觉的呢？
恐龙是卧着睡觉的。
卧着？那是趴着还是躺着呢？
是躺着睡觉。
是躺着睡觉的呀。可是 Easy 熊怎么觉得恐龙好像非常非常非常大个，他们真的能躺下来吗？他们不应该是站着睡觉的吗？
恐龙就是站着睡觉的。
哎，你跟 Easy 熊想的一样啊，那你的理由是什么呢？
因为像长颈鹿的话，就是如果躺着睡觉的话，有袭击就它来不及站起来了。
嗯，对对对，我想起来了，咱们讨论马儿为什么是站着睡觉的时候就说过，他们是为了保护自己所以站着睡觉。哎，但是恐龙那个年代他们也需要保护自己的吗？
当然不是，恐龙太庞大了，也没有动物能够吃它。
嗯，不是为了保护自己，那他们为什么要站着睡觉呢？
因为他们太大了，一躺下来就起不来了。就像我们人当不经意间躺了下来之后，结果发现自己仰卧起坐做不起来了。
你这个说的好，一只熊仰卧起坐好像也做不起来，但我可能是因为太胖了吧。哎，琳琳小朋友，你是不是也觉得恐龙是站着睡觉的？但你的理由是什么来着？
因为恐龙躺着睡觉，然后醒了就没法起来了。
哦，对哦，这倒是，那么大个，如果它躺下来的话，起来应该会是很费劲的吧。 哎，那就不能换另外一种睡姿吗？
我觉得恐龙是趴着睡觉的。
嗯，那你跟刚刚有一位小朋友说的差不多，应该是卧着，但不过是趴着的。那你的原因是什么呢？
因为好多四条腿的动物全是趴着睡觉的。
你这个方法很聪明呢，跟已经见过的动物相比。那还有没有什么其他的答案呢？
我觉得有可能大型恐龙是霸王龙的话，小型恐龙是恐爪龙，那他们也应该都是坐着睡觉的。
坐着睡觉的？哎，你这个答案有趣，你为什么会觉得他们是坐着睡觉的呢？
因为我看过一个关于恐龙的纪录片。
这个纪录片里面有讲到恐龙是怎么睡觉的吗？
就是我看第一集一开始一只龙在那睡觉，就是坐着睡觉的，所以我在想有可能这种恐龙会是坐着睡觉的。
哦，原来你是这么看到的呀。那就这一种恐龙是这么睡觉的吗？其他恐龙呢，你有什么想法呢？
其他恐龙我又觉得有可能体型更大，也会那个站着睡觉。
所以说恐龙们有可能也是站着睡觉的，那就是你有可能跟一只熊的想法差不多呗。
可是我大部分都是认为是恐龙都是坐着睡觉的。
嗯，好吧，看来你还是认为它是坐着睡觉。我觉得这个睡姿蛮有趣的，不过咱们还真的有另外一个小朋友居然跟你想的一样呢。
恐龙不是站着睡觉，他和我们人一样是坐着睡觉，只不过呢有时候比如他妈妈没给他弄好床，他就只能站着睡了。
嗯，人是坐着睡觉的吗？而且恐龙站着睡觉居然是因为妈妈没有给他铺好床啊。你这个答案蛮有趣的。嗯，这个问题呢，我看你们回答的都差不多了吧。嗯，这又有一位小朋友，怎么着，关于恐龙是怎么睡觉的你怎么看？
这我也不会。
啊，你也不会呀，那你想说什么呀？
恐龙是 dinosaur。
哦，你想问恐龙的英语单词啊。这个呢，这样吧，你们看关于恐龙是怎么睡觉的，刚刚小朋友们的回答有坐着睡觉、趴着睡觉、躺着睡觉、站着睡觉，到底是怎么睡觉的？ EZ 熊呢现在就去查一下百科知识大典。至于刚刚最后那个小朋友问恐龙的英语单词是怎么说的，就看贝贝姐姐或者念希姐姐谁可以告诉我们一下吧。 EZ 熊呢先去查百科知识大典了，等我回来哦。
好的， EZ 熊，我来回答小朋友们的问题。恐龙的英文名字就是 dinosaur。 当然了，恐龙也分很多很多种类别，每一种恐龙又单独有自己的名字，有很多都可长了，贝贝姐姐都不会念呢，说不定有一些小朋友比贝贝姐姐还更加了解呢。我们现在就先记住 dinosaur 就可以了。好了，小朋友们，我们先来休息一下，等 Easy 熊回来吧。
Easy 熊，你在哪里？
在这里，念希姐姐，我在这里呢。我要去喝口水了，因为我的嗓子已经沙哑了，但是我一会儿就会回来，小朋友们不要走开。
Here we go looby loo, here we go looby light, here we go looby loo, all on a Saturday night.
You put your right hand in, you take your right hand out, you give your right hand a shake, 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 and turn yourself about.
Here we go looby loo,Here we go looby light, here we go looby loo, all on a Saturday night.
Put your left hand in, you take your left hand out, you give your left hand a shake, 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 and turn yourself about.
Here we go looby loo, here we go looby light, here we go looby loo, all on a Saturday night.
Put your right foot in, you take your right foot out, you give your right foot a shake, 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 and turn yourself about.
Here we go looby loo, here we go looby light, here we go looby loo, all on a Saturday night.
You put your left foot in, you take your left foot out, you give your left foot a shake, 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 and turn yourself about.
Oh, here we go looby loo, here we go looby light, here we go looby loo, all on a Saturday night.
shake, 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 and turn yourself about. Oh, here we go, Looby Loo. Here we go, Looby Light. Here we go, Looby Loo. All on a Saturday, all on a Saturday, all on a Saturday night.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
爸爸妈妈去上班挣钱，给我买好吃的。宝贝一生下来就是一张白纸。
为什么要去幼儿园呢？
不知道。
你现在收听的是 Baby More to Learn。
亲爱的小朋友们， Easy 熊马上就要回来了。 Baby 姐姐刚才认真的想了想，觉得恐龙应该是站着睡觉吧。就像小朋友们说的，那么多恐龙的身体都那么的高大，如果他们躺下睡觉，起床可真会是一件麻烦事儿呢。起床就是 get up。 还有，因为不同的恐龙体型是不一样的，说不定他们睡觉的姿势也不一样呢。不过这只是贝贝姐姐的猜想，正确答案还是来听 Easy 熊的吧。
小朋友们，我回来了。今天呢， Easy 熊跟你们聊的就是恐龙是怎么睡觉的。刚刚小朋友们的回答里有坐着睡觉、躺着睡觉、趴着睡觉，还有几位小朋友跟 EZ 熊想的一样，是站着睡觉。那 EZ 熊的百科知识大典上呢，关于这个问题是这样说的：没有人确切知道恐龙的睡觉习惯，因为呢，根据化石记录是很难推断出睡觉这种行为的，因为睡觉不会留下确切的物理痕迹。就连海洋中常见的动物鲨鱼，在几十年前因为缺乏物理证据，大家都不知道它还是会睡觉的，更别说恐龙了。不过好消息是，科学家们还是不懈的努力，最终推断出了一些恐龙的睡觉习惯。例如，多数小型恐龙的睡觉方式应该类似于现代爬行动物，像鳄鱼一样直接趴在地上。还有一些像庞大的霸王龙啊，要躺下睡觉就真的是太不容易了，因为它们前面的胳膊实在是太短了，一旦躺下它便很难用短小的前臂支撑起身体。那其他的大型恐龙呢，恐怕更是受到了巨大体重的困扰，因此大型恐龙睡觉的唯一方式可能就是站着睡觉了。但我觉得刚刚有说坐着睡觉的可能也不无道理吧，好像熊猫就总爱坐着。但是这个结果并没有在 EZ 熊的百科知识大典上找到。那小朋友们，如果你们有认为恐龙是坐着睡觉的，并且找到了相关的科学证据，也可以发来给 EZ 熊哦。最后呢，科学家们也说到了，他们其实推断出恐龙是站着睡觉，也是因为他们认为鸟类很可能就是恐龙进化过来的。那鸟类呢，就是站着睡觉的，所以他们认为恐龙也是站着睡觉的。你们同意这个观点吗？我觉得反正挺有意思的吧，但是恐龙实在离我们太遥远了，想要把它们了解清楚真的是好难呢。不过好像科学家们对恐龙的兴趣一直都在。小朋友们，关于恐龙的问题，你们还有没有更多想要知道的呢？如果有，可以发来给 EZ 熊，咱们可以继续试着讨论一下。好了，我就先走了，去看看你们又问了什么问题吧，拜拜。
熊孩子问答时间，更多精彩内容等你来哦。
好的，谢谢 EZ 熊。看来很多小朋友们还有贝贝姐姐猜的都是对的。不过现在贝贝姐姐有另外一个问题，那就是有没有什么动物是不睡觉的呢？哎呀，贝贝姐姐想都不敢想，如果很长时间不睡觉，那我们该有多难受呀，简直什么事情都做不了了。亲爱的小朋友们，睡觉 sleep 对我们来说太重要了。小朋友们都要好好的睡觉，才能长得又高又健康呢。好了，在接下来的萌娃秀里，有一位叫李易可的小朋友要为我们演唱 The Muffin Man。 李易可小朋友才3岁半呢，特别喜欢唱英文儿歌， 还会自编自导的跳舞呢。现在我们欢迎可爱的李易可小朋友。
宝宝宝宝贝，
摩天宝贝萌娃秀。
大家好，我是李易可，我要给大家唱一首英文歌。Do you know the muffin man? Muffin man, the muffin man. Do you know the muffin man? Many idea more. Yes, I know the muffin man. Muffin man, the muffin man. Yes, I know the muffin man. Many idea more.
摩天宝贝萌娃秀。
谢谢李易可小朋友，你唱的可真棒呀。贝贝姐姐多希望能看到你跳舞呀。亲爱的小朋友们，如果你也会唱英文儿歌或者讲英文小故事，也可以随时发送音频给贝贝姐姐。我们的邮箱地址在轻松调频的手机应用上就可以找到了。也欢迎爸爸妈妈们关注我们的微信公众号，名字就叫做轻松调频摩天宝贝。接下来我们听首欢快的歌曲吧。
你现在收听的是 Baby More to Learn。
All right, listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floorSuch wonderful things surround you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore they work all day. Out in the sun they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy.
手指尖的
和宝贝体验不一样的英语学习，
关注轻松调频微信公众号并下载轻松调频客户端，
摩天宝贝快乐学英语。
小品 Baby Motorland。
亲爱的小朋友们，摩天剧场的时间到了。今天我们要播放的是格林童话 The Raven 乌鸦的最后一部分。为了解救乌鸦公主，王子开始寻找那个金色的城堡 The Golden Castle。 在路上他遇到了一个巨人 A Giant。 这个巨人非常的饿，慷慨的王子拿出了乌鸦公主给他留下的面包、肉和红酒，这些神奇的食物怎么吃都吃不完。等他们吃饱了，王子问这个巨人知不知道这座金色的城堡到底在哪里。巨人就找到了一张地图 A map。 他们能在这个地图上找到这个金色的城堡吗？我们一起来听乌鸦的第三集。
摩天剧场，宝贝的剧场，
里面有狮子、老虎和仙女。
摩天剧场，
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 宝贝的剧场。
The prince wanted to save the raven, but he couldn't find the golden castle of Stromberg. Instead, he came across a giant who was very hungry. Would he be able to save himself and then save the raven? The prince got up his courage and went up to the giant.
Please, don't eat me. I have a mission. I promised to save a raven.But if you are indeed very hungry, I can share with you. I have enough food and drink with me.
Oh, that's great. Actually, I don't like eating humans. But I am so hungry and had nothing else to eat.
They went together into the house and sat down at the table. And the prince took out the bread, meat and wine.Whenever they ate and drank some, more would appear, and soon they were full and content. The prince then asked the giant,
Do you know where the golden castle of Stromberg is?
Well, I don't know, but I can look at my map and maybe we can find it.
The giant brought out a map from a box and looked for the castle.But he couldn't find it.
Well, it doesn't matter. I will find a larger map in my cupboard upstairs, and we will find it there.
Again, he failed. The prince wanted to leave, but the giant insisted.
Give me a last chance, and I will find an even larger map.
He went to the attic and took out a map as long as a blanket. And they never rested until they found the golden castle of Stromberg. But it was many thousand miles away. The prince was upset.
It's farther than anywhere I have ever been to.
Don't worry. I have long legs and I can carry you there in no time.
2 hours later,They arrived at a mountain, on top of which sat the golden castle of Stromberg. But it was a glass mountain, and however many times he tried to climb up, he would slip down.
It seems there's nothing we can do. Sorry, I am not able to help this time.
It's all right. Thank you. I'll just stay here and wait for my chance.
The giant went back, and the prince built a small cottage and stayed in it for a whole year. Sometimes he could hear the raven call, but he could not see her. One day, he heard 3 robbers who were beating each other. He went to them and asked them why.One of them said that he had found a stick that could open any door with a strike. The second said that he had found a cape that could make one invisible. And the third said he had found a horse on which a man could ride anywhere. But they didn't know what to do with them.
I will give you something in exchange for these 3 things. Bread, meat, and wine.
that will never grow less.
The robber thought it was a fair deal and gave him the stick, the cape, and the horse. The prince put on the cape, hung the stick on his back, and got on the horse. When he came to the top of the glass mountain, he saw the gate of the castle tightly closed. Then he struck the door with the stick, and it sprang open immediately. He went in until he came to the hall where the raven was sitting with a golden cup full of wine. The prince came up and threw the ring into the cup, which broke the spell, and the raven turned back into the princess.
I have been waiting for you for so long, my dear. Please reveal.
The prince then took off the cape, and the two beloved ones hugged each other tightly.
Now you have set me free, and tomorrow we will celebrate our wedding.
巨人找到了一张像毯子一样大的地图 ,blanket, 毯子。他们在上面找呀找呀，终于找到了那座金色的城堡。可是这个城堡实在是太远了 ,miles away。王子看了很难过 ,upset。不过巨人却非常的自信，他的腿特别长，只用了2个小时就来到了城堡的山脚下。可是这座山是玻璃做的 ,glass mountain, 特别的滑，他们两个怎么爬都爬不上去。这下连巨人都没有办法了 ,not able to help, help 就是帮助。王子耐心地在山脚下住了1年时间，有的时候他还能听到乌鸦的叫声。有一天，王子用自己的面包、肉和葡萄酒从3个强盗那里换来了一根能开门的棍子 ,a stick, 一个隐身的斗篷 ,a cape, 还有一匹神奇的马 ,a horse。这些能帮助王子解救乌鸦公主吗？我们再来听一遍这段故事。
摩天剧场，宝贝的剧场。
The prince wanted to save the raven, but he couldn't find the golden castle of Stromberg. Instead, he came across a giant who was very hungry. Would he be able to save himself and then save the raven? The prince got up his courage and went up to the giant.
Please, don't eat me. I have a mission. I promised to save a raven.But if you are indeed very hungry, I can share with you. I have enough food and drink with me.
Oh, that's great. Actually, I don't like eating humans. But I am so hungry and had nothing else to eat.
They went together into the house and sat down at the table. And the prince took out the bread, meat, and wine.Whenever they ate and drank some, more would appear, and soon they were full and content. The prince then asked the giant,
Do you know where the golden castle of Stromberg is?
Well, I don't know, but I can look at my map and maybe we can find it.
The giant brought out a map from a box and looked for the castle.But he couldn't find it.
Well, it doesn't matter. I will find a larger map in my cupboard upstairs, and we will find it there.
Again, he failed. The prince wanted to leave, but the giant insisted.
Give me a last chance, and I will find an even larger map.
He went to the attic and took out a map as long as a blanket. And they never rested until they found the golden castle of Stromberg. But it was many thousand miles away. The prince was upset.
It's further than anywhere I have ever been to.
Don't worry, I have long legs and I can carry you there in no time.
2 hours later, they arrived at a mountain on top of which sat the golden castle of Stromberg. But it was a glass mountain, and however many times he tried to climb up, he would slip down.
It seems there's nothing we can do. Sorry, I am not able to help this time.
It's all right. Thank you. I'll just stay here and wait for my chance.
The giant went back, and the prince built a small cottage and stayed in it for a whole year. Sometimes he could hear the raven call, but he could not see her. One day, he heard three robbers who were beating each other. He went to them and asked them why. One of them said that he had found a stick that could open any door with a strike. The second said that he had found a cape that could make one invisible. And the third said he had found a horse on which a man could ride anywhere. But they didn't know what to do with them.
I will give you something in exchange for these three things. Bread, meat, and wine that will never grow less.
The robber thought it was a fair deal and gave him the stick, the cape, and the horse. The prince put on the cape, hung the stick on his back, and got on the horse. When he came to the top of the glass mountain, he saw the gate of the castle tightly closed. Then he struck the door with the stick, and it sprang open immediately. He went in until he came to the hall where the raven was sitting with a golden cup full of wine. The prince came up and threw the ring into the cup, which broke the spell, and the raven turned back into the princess.
I have been waiting for you for so long, my dear. Please reveal.
The prince then took off the cape, and the two beloved ones hugged each other tightly.
Now you have set me free, and tomorrow we will celebrate our wedding.
Stick, 隐形的斗篷 Cape, 还有能带他去任何地方的马 Horse, 很快就来到了玻璃山上，进入到了城堡里。他将乌鸦公主给他的一枚戒指 Ring, 扔到了一个金色的杯子里 A golden cup, 这样乌鸦公主的诅咒就被消除了 Broke the spell,乌鸦又变回成了公主 ,princess 就是公主。从那以后他们两个都成了自由的人，幸福地生活在一起了。亲爱的小朋友们，乌鸦的故事就讲到这里了，今天的节目也快结束了。baby 姐姐祝大家晚安 ,good night, and goodbye。
宝贝轻松唱。
妈咪
,daddy。
It's time for us to sing and have fun. 欢迎小朋友来和念希姐姐一起学唱英语儿歌。Today, let's make faces. Make faces, 做鬼脸。Face, 脸。咱们今天一起做鬼脸吧，小朋友。我们一起做 angry face, happy face, sad face, solely face. And now,Let's listen to today's song.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your happy face.
This is my happy face.
Show me your sad face.
This is my sad
Show me your silly face.
This is my silly face.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your angry face.
This is my angry face.
Show me your happy face.
轻松唱
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Dad.